This is a special cut, 10 minutes for KTAR in Phoenix to be added to the 158 Infantry Series, which is now in the process of being prepared for shipment. Once again, it's hello to you from the South Pacific. Howard Pyle speaking, and quite happy on this occasion because we've been lucky enough to find four Army nurses from Arizona who are going to be divided by two and appear during our next two broadcasts or in the order in which Fred McPherson may decide to present them. For the first two, we have Lieutenant Laura Salaya of the 120th General Hospital, 913 Myrtle Avenue, Tempe, and Lieutenant Mary Ellen Smith of the 80th General Hospital. She came into the Army from Buckeye. So these two girls are going to occupy me and you for the next 10 minutes. Now, we've had a lot of fun talking here about whether or not two girls could occupy as much time as four boys. And I am of the opinion, on the basis of my experience with the four WACs from Arizona recently, that 2.5 minutes, as we allow it for the boys, is not enough for the girls. Now, we'll see whether these girls are equal to the assignment or whether we will wish we had put all four of them on one program and allowed it to go at that. How have you been, Lieutenant Salaya?
I have been fine.
That's good. Now, you've been over here about 18 months, I think you told me.
18 months this month.
Well, has it been good for your figure, your face, or your fortune?
Neither.
In no case,
I'm afraid,
huh?
I'm afraid it has added weight.
Oh, I can't believe
worse.
That. You look so slender.
Now, who's kidding?
You're supposed to thank me.
Oh, I thank you, Howard.
All right, that's wonderful. Well, I'll tell you the truth, Lieutenant Salaya. Even if you were just sylph-like, these uniforms seldom emphasize one's slenderness, but every curve and bulge that you have seems to show up more plainly.
Now you're being tactful.
Well, anyway, it sure is nice to see you. As a resident of Tempe, I find a great personal delight in meeting someone from home, especially a girl who lived on the same street with me for so many years that we seem almost like neighbors. The sister's name is Ophelia Salaya, and as I said a moment ago, the address is 913 Myrtle Avenue, Tempe. Lieutenant Salaya, what have you missed most about home since you've been away?
I can't say much that I've missed the climate.
Oh, no, you've
about
had that
the same.
Here.
But I do miss the greenness mostly over here because it isn't the same. It seems like everything is overgrown with weeds at the present. And over there are beautiful lawns and old landscape gardens. And I guess just home.
It's the difference between civilization and the tropics.
And the tropics.
I noticed, too, that the undergrowth, the greenery that you refer to, is more rank than it is at home, and as a result, it lacks the orderliness that we appreciate about Arizona's more or less well-kept appearance. Are you enjoying the work that you're doing in the hospitals, Lieutenant Salaya?
I am very much now. I had not been with the General Hospital before, but now it's different, and it's very interesting, and I really am enjoying it.
Are you doing any particular type of work in the General Hospital? Are you in surgery or in something?
I am doing just the medical ward work now.
Are you optimistic about the kind of care that the Army is able to give the wounded veterans in our hospitals?
I am. I think we have about the best that can be had, and the boys are really getting the care. They seem to appreciate it, too, an awful lot. That by their own words, I have found out that they do get the attention and the care that they need.
I understand that you have a very high rate of effectiveness in your treatment. Somebody gave me not too long ago a very startling percentage of the number who reach your hospitals here at the bases who are able to return to duty, and in some cases, though they're not able to return to duty, they do go home. In other words, if you finally get them to the hospitals, the base hospitals, You do have marvelous luck with them, as I understand it.
We have. We have very good luck, and I think it's due to the treatments and all that they're using here. They have the latest.
How's the morale of the boys?
When we first get them, I think their morale is low, but it picks up. I think seeing girls and...
I think you've got it right.
Right.
I don't think any further explanation is necessary. I suppose that was particularly true down in New Guinea.
Very much so.
From what I can gather, a New Guinea must have been a pretty weird place.
Mud, and lots of it.
Endless mud.
Endless mud.
What would you like to say to your sister and your friends at home? Suppose you go ahead and talk to them for a few minutes, or at least a few seconds.
Well, I just want to say that I am very well, and I'm very happy, and though it seems like the rumors have it that we might be getting home, I still think I want to stay here until it's all over with. You know, I think my sisters, Ophelia and Ida and Ole, can understand perfectly well the way I feel, and I'd like to see this thing through. And with God's help, I hope I do.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Laura Salaya of the 120th General Hospital. Her home address is 913 Myrtle Avenue, Tempe. And the sisters' names have been enumerated for you by Lieutenant Salaya. You're certainly to be admired, Lieutenant, for your ambition to see it through. I hope you succeed and that it isn't too long, even on that basis, until you're at home.
Thank you very much, Howard Powell. May I also say hello to all the friends in Phoenix and Tempe and Tucson.
They'll appreciate that a lot. Thank you very much. And now we have Lieutenant Mary Ellen Smith of the 80th General Hospital. The 80th General Hospital. She came into the Army from Buckeye. And although she has a sister living in Phoenix at 4480 North Central Avenue, she declined to give her address as Phoenix, feeling that her public health work in Buckeye and the fact that she came into the Army from Buckeye certainly made it essential that she give Buckeye as her proud home address. How are you, Lieutenant Smith?
I'm just fine.
You certainly look the part.
Well, I think I have ever since I've been here.
Well, have you always looked as rugged and strong as you do now?
I'm afraid I have.
You are almost laughing. I wonder why. I really am not alluding to anything in particular. Friends, we've had a bit of fun always in all of our discussions with the girls about the form and figure of things. And I have a hunch that Lieutenant Smith here thinks I'm alluding to the fact that she might be called stout. Is that right?
Slightly on that side.
All right, that's good. Now that we have that out of the way, and I handled it just as delicately as I knew how.
I appreciate that.
We can go on from there. 80th General Hospital, isn't Captain Matilda Yanas in your station?
Yes, she's in the chief nurse's office.
I say captain, and I'd like to have you emphasize that a bit, if you will. That was news to me. It came to me through sources the other day that I hadn't contacted before. She was a lieutenant when we interviewed her a few weeks
ago. That's right. But she's now a captain, and they received her captaincy about a week ago.
She must be very proud.
And we're proud of her.
That's good. How have you found the hospital work since you've been in during these 17 months, I believe?
I've enjoyed it very much. I think the one thing that I've enjoyed most is the use of penicillin and the results that we get together with the sulfa drugs. As much as the boys hate the shots, I always tell them it's a pleasure to give them to them because I know that it will help them.
I suspect that in the long run they're very grateful to you in spite of the local discomfort.
That's right.
How do you find the morale of the boys in the hospital?
Very good. When we first went to the 24th field, the boys didn't have quite the facilities for handling the men that we now have. But when the girls came in, I think that helped a great deal, both the enlisted personnel and also the personnel in the hospital.
Do you plan to stay after it's over until, shall we say, the duration in 6 months has transpired?
I shall try.
Try, that's good, and we'll give you A for trying. How about a personal message to your sister, Mrs. Luck? Leslie R. Luck, go right ahead.
To Hazel and Leslie, I'd like to say hello, and to all the folks at Buckeye. Those people that have meant so much to me in the past and will mean so much in the future. Of course, I'd like to come home. It would mean a great deal to be home. But I enjoy it very much here. And I think, as Howard tells you, I am still healthy and still going strong.
And looking very nice, I might add. All I said in the beginning about those certain things I should take back, because her uniform is very becoming to you, and I know you're just as healthy as you look. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Howard.
It's been a pleasure, and when we get back home again, we'll try to get together somewhere and talk it all over, the four of us. That has been Lieutenant Mary Ellen Smith of the 80th General Hospital. She came into the Army from Buckeye. She has a sister living at 4480 North Central Avenue, Mrs. Leslie R. Luck. It's been a pleasure to interview these two Army nurses, both of them lieutenants, Lieutenant Salai of Tempe and Lieutenant Smith of Buckeye. We'll have two others in a forthcoming broadcast, and I know you'll want to hear from them, too. This is Howard Pyle reporting from the Pacific and returning you to Fred McPherson.